Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, can you tell us about the Amtrak crash that happened last Sunday right outside the district?
Well, last Sunday, an Amtrak train crashed in South Philadelphia when it hit excavation equipment on the train tracks. It collided with a backhoe. The crash killed two Amtrak employees. One of them was operating the backhoe, and the other individual was his supervisor. At least one person on board reported realizing that something was wrong before the locomotive struck the equipment, stating that there was a lot of debris on the track and that the train started driving through it. We're still not clear on why the train proceeded on this route while construction was taking place on the track. We're also not sure why the construction equipment was on the track in the first place. We do know that the train was going below the posted speed limit, which was 110 miles per hour, and the locomotive was traveling at 106 miles per hour. An ongoing investigation is occurring, and the National Transportation Safety Board is leading the charge. Thankfully, we have video footage from a camera on the train, so hopefully that will lead the investigation to a thorough and swift close so we can prevent something like this from happening again. Congress created Amtrak in 1970. The corporation acquired its Northeast Corridor, including the Philadelphia area, in 1976. Amtrak is federally chartered as a corporation, but it is operated as a for-profit company.
Thank you. And there was a big announcement about Medicare Advantage this week. Could you tell us a little about it?
Yes. On Monday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's CMS, announced the finalization of changes to Medicare Advantage plans. As many of you know, Medicare Advantage is a way for beneficiaries to receive Medicare benefits through the private sector. It's been very successful, and enrollment has steadily increased. Sometimes employers will offer their retirees these Medicare Advantage plans, and those plans are called employer group waiver plans. Well, the changes that were announced on Monday will cut payments to these employer group waiver plans by 2.5%. 200,569 retirees in Pennsylvania use these employer group waiver plans, and over 3 million retirees use them nationally. The entire Pennsylvania delegation and I sent a letter in March to Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell, urging her not to cut these critical plans. So I am very disappointed that the administration chose to not protect the employer group waiver plans. The first sets of cuts to the employer group waiver plans will occur in 2017. The remainder of the cuts will occur in 2018, and according to one independent analysis, the 2017 cuts will increase out-of-pocket costs by more than $250 per senior retiree. That's not taking into account the remainder of the cuts that will kick in 2018. Also, the Affordable Care Act obtains part of its funding from cuts to this critical program.
Congressman Pitts, will you tell us what all the fuss is about in North Carolina concerning bathrooms?
Certainly. In February, the City Council in Charlotte, North Carolina, passed a city ordinance creating a right for persons who identify as a member of the opposite sex to use the bathroom of the opposite gender. This meant that businesses would be required to allow men who identified as women to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and vice versa. As a result of this legislative overstep by the city of Charlotte, last month, North Carolina's state legislature passed a bill to clarify discrimination protections in the state of North Carolina. The discriminations it outlined did not include sexual orientation or one's sexual identification. The new law did outline that individuals must use the bathrooms and locker rooms in schools and public places that match the sex on their birth certificate. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, federal official, reacted by coming down to North Carolina last week and announcing at a Rotary Club meeting that his office was reviewing the legislation to see whether it might threaten North Carolina's federal transportation program. Additionally, when questioned last Friday, another federal official, a Department of Education spokeswoman, stated that her agency was reviewing North Carolina's law to determine any potential impact on the state's federal education funding. You can be assured that I will continue to monitor this situation closely. Even though the fight is taking place in North Carolina now, this issue seems to be picking up steam nationwide.
All right, and do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I sure do. Yesterday, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation reported that highway deaths in Pennsylvania were the second lowest in 2015 that they have been since record-keeping began in 1928. And I'm also pleased to announce that 2015 traffic fatalities in Lancaster were down more than 22% from the year before. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation also urged Pennsylvanians to continue to be aware of their driving behavior by observing all traffic laws and paying close attention and exercising caution.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.